Any question? I can take one or two questions before brother come to take over. Any question? I give the brother microphone. Let it be on what we taught from the book of Revelation chapter 1 to 8.
Yes, pray the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You have mentioned that the seven spirits of God are to the Laodicean
church.
Yes, seven spirits of God are to the seven churches in Laodicean church. Then the two olive trees
and the two witnesses,
Yes. to the youth.
Yes.
Then the question is, what are the two olive trees and the two witnesses?
Praise the Lord. It's the spirit that God used in working with the Jewish church. Amen. In the two witnesses, they appeared as Elijah and Moses. Amen. Hallelujah. And when God was going to the house of his friend Abraham, they go there with him as an angels. Amen. And when they were meeting with Paul, Saul, after he was anointed to be king over Israel, in the book of First Samuel chapter 13, he appeared to Saul along that highway by the wretched sepulchre as two men. So they choose the form, depend on the assignment that God gave to them. That's where they will appear.
The second question is this. In the first coming of Jesus Christ, he came as a coward. He did not fire a shot. Now, on the second coming, he's coming to fight.
The church.
Yes. To take over the government. That's then why must it be so?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you are in a sorok, you are really in a sorok, and somebody coming to say, I'm coming to take over government, will you allow him to take over just like that? Yeah. So why are you asking question? Amen. The world power of the whole earth, they are ruling. Amen. Now, if you notice, if God will help us to go back and look at the Gentile empires. If you notice, the Gentile empires, the characteristic was one carnivorous animal or the other. It is either a lion or a bear. Amen? And when it came to the Roman Empire, all the characteristics of Medo-Persia, Babylon, Grecia, they were all fulfilled, manifested in the Roman Empire. Now, the Roman Empire will be the empire under authority on earth at the coming of Christ. The formation of the European Union was actually the regrouping of the old Roman Empire, because it was all the nations that constitute the old ancient Roman, that are the nations that make up the European Union of today. Now, the Antichrist will be at the head of that government. He will be the king to rule over the whole world affairs. Amen? But in God's program, the time of the Gentile to have dominion on the earth has expired. It is time for his only begotten son to come and have a rule on earth. The rule that all the Gentile world empire have been trying to have, they have not been able to succeed to have it. Because every one of them at every point in time, what they wanted to have is one world government. And none of them was ever succeeded in having one world government. But Christ will be the only one that will have one world government. And the whole world will be subject unto him. Amen? And now the world powers have seen that Christ is coming to take over rule. They will all gather their army to resist him. And because he must rule, he will attack back and take over government. It will be a coup. He will overthrow them and take over. That's the last person. Pastor, don't come.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, I still want to understand. You are saying something concerning after we have gone to rapture.
Yes.
Are we actually coming back as a spirit facing natural being?
Yes. Yes. Because all those world governments, the soldiers of the Antichrist, the world international police and army, that were coming to resist Christ. They are human beings. They are not spirits. But remember, at the rapture, everyone of all that God has given that grace, we would have put out this mortal body and wear the angelic body. In that body, we will enter a house without door or no door. In that body, I don't need motor to go to my village. I don't need aeroplane to go to Jerusalem to commune with the Lord and receive instruction and come back to Nigeria to take command. Amen. By my thought, piam, I will be in Jerusalem. By my thought, piam, I will be here in Nigeria. Christ demonstrated that when he rose from the dead. When he resurrected, amen. And remember when he resurrected, the Bible says, two disgruntled disciples, they haven't get fed up with what the Jewish authority had done to Christ. A man they believed he was going to be the one to deliver the Jewish nation from the Roman captivity and colonization was the same person that the leaders of Israel gang up and kill and destroyed. So they were going home, fed up. Now the Bible tells us that while they were going and discussing and heavy in their heart and grief for losing such a leader, amen, such a general, they say Christ went and joined himself to their discussion and were asking them some certain questions. Why are you grieve? Don't you know the Christ was supposed to suffer and this and that and then enter into his glory? And as they were going, they say, night came. And those disciples say, the night had come. You cannot continue alone. Please pass the night in our house. Then tomorrow morning you can continue your own journey. We are going to our house. The Bible says he joined in the book of Luke chapter 24. He joined them, and when they set bread, as he broke bread to them, their eye was opened and they discovered that it was Jesus Christ. And as they discovered that it was Christ, the Bible says Christ vanished in their eyes. And that moment, he was in Jerusalem in the upper room, revealing himself to the other disciples. He didn't need to walk a Sabbath day. He didn't need to walk a Sabbath day back to Jerusalem. That instant that he left Amos, he was in Jerusalem. So when we wear that body also, we also will move at that speed. We shall be supernatural beings. It's one of the cities.
Okay, no, my second question, please. I want to ask this because concerning prayer, I understand that is it possible for one, is it good for one to be lying down praying without nobody hearing the person? Could God answer such question?
Hallelujah.
And so, such prayer.
Why will he not answer? Now, when you are praying, remember, it is the burden that is in your heart. God even hear the groaning that's going on in your heart. In fact, when Abraham told us that now, it is that groaning, he said, that one sound louder before the throne of God. You can lie down in your heart and pray to God. And he will answer you. Tap, tap, tap. God bless you. Talk about the Lord Jesus.